Appendix A. Document requirements. The following list includes documents that are required to obtain a new, renewed, amended, or replacement driver's license, learner's permit, or identification card. If you are applying for a new driver's license, learner's permit, or identification card, you must present original versions or verifiable certified copies of the following documents. 1. Document proving your identity. 1. Document proving your lawful status in the United States. 1. Document proving your full social security number. 2. Documents proving your Indiana residency. If you are renewing, amending, or replacing your current Indiana driver's license, learner's permit, or identification card, you should bring original versions or certified copies of certain documents to a BMV branch if you want to get a real ID-compliant credential. For the most current information about acceptable documents of identification, visit realid.in.gov. If you have questions about your documents, you can call the BMV at 888-692-6841 to speak with a customer service representative or visit any BMV branch. Identity documents. Documents you can use to prove your identity include United States, U.S., birth certificate. The birth certificate must be an original or certified copy issued by a government agency. Unofficial birth certificates issued by hospitals are not accepted. U.S. passport or passport card. The passport cannot be expired. Consular report of birth abroad issued by U.S. State Department. Amended birth certificate showing a change of legal name, date of birth, or gender. The amended birth certificate must be certified and filed with a state office of vital statistics in your state of birth. Foreign passport. An unexpired passport with a U.S. visa accompanied by an approved I-94 form documenting either the applicant's most recent admittance into the U.S., or the applicant's current status. Certificate of naturalization issued and lawful status verified by Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Certificate of citizenship issued and lawful status verified by DHS. Permanent resident card issued and lawful status verified by DHS, or U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS. The permanent resident card cannot be expired. Employment authorization card issued and lawful status verified by DHS. The employment authorization document cannot be expired. Unexpired Indiana Real ID compliant credential. Other documents as determined by DHS or the BMV commissioner. If you were born outside the U.S., a delayed birth certificate may be used to establish identity, but not lawful status. Non-U.S. citizens who received a Real ID compliant credential after submitting one of the documents in this list may use that credential to prove identity in later transactions. Proving a change to name, date of birth, or gender. If your current legal name, date of birth, or gender is different from what is displayed on your birth certificate or other identity documents, you must show legal proof of any changes. Acceptable documents supporting a change include marriage license, divorce decree, court order approving a change of legal name or date of birth, certified amended birth certificate showing a change of gender, or physician's signed and dated statement that your name successfully underwent all treatment necessary to permanently change your name's gender from gender assigned at birth to affirmed gender. Physician's statement of gender change, State Form 55617. Lawful status documents. For U.S. citizens, the document that you present to prove your identity will also prove your lawful status in the U.S. Documents used to prove your lawful status include United States, U.S., birth certificate. The birth certificate must be an original or certified copy issued by a government agency. Unofficial birth certificates issued by hospitals are not accepted. U.S. passport or passport card. The passport cannot be expired. Consular report of birth abroad issued by U.S. State Department. Amended birth certificate showing a change of legal name, date of birth, or gender. The amended birth certificate must be certified and filed with a state office of vital statistics in your state of birth. foreign passport, an expired passport with a U.S. visa accompanied by an approved I-94 form documenting either the applicant's most recent admittance into the U.S. or current status. Certificate of naturalization issued and lawful status verified by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Certificate of citizenship issued and lawful status verified by DHS. Permanent resident card issued and lawful status verified by DHS, or U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS. The permanent resident card cannot be expired. Employment authorization card issued and lawful status verified by DHS. The employment authorization card cannot be expired. Other documents issued by a U.S. federal agency to show identity and lawful status. The BMV must be able to verify that the document's identification is accurate. Notice of Action. Form I-797, document, if the BMV can verify that DHS received it and has not denied action and documents that a U.S. federal agency issued to show lawful status that pertain to the applicant's notice of action. Proof of application for asylum in the U.S. verified by DHS. Social Security Number Documents. Documents containing your name and Social Security number which qualify to prove your Social Security number include Social Security Card, W-2 Form, 1099 Form, Non-SSA 1099 Form, Pre-printed Pay Stub showing your name and Social Security number. If you do not qualify for a Social Security number, you must submit Social Security Administration documents establishing that you are ineligible for a Social Security number. In addition, if you do not qualify for a Social Security number, you may be asked to provide a valid I-94 in lieu of a Social Security number. The documents must be dated within 60 days of your application. Indiana Residency Documents. Post office boxes may not be used as a residential address, unless the applicant is enrolled in the Indiana Attorney General's Address Confidentiality Program. Documents that you can use to prove your Indiana residency include computer-generated bill from a utility company, credit card company, doctor, or hospital, issued within 60 days of the application date and containing your name and residential address. Bank statement or bank transcription receipt dated within 60 days of the application date and containing your name and residential address. Pre-printed pay stub dated within 60 days of the application date and containing your name and residential address. W-2 form, property or excise tax bill, or Social Security Administration or other pension or retirement annual benefits summary statement showing your name and residential address. The form, bill, or statement must be dated within the current or immediately prior year. Current valid homeowners, renters, or motor vehicle insurance policy showing your name and residential address. Policy must be dated within 1 year of the application date. Current motor vehicle loan payment book for a motor vehicle registered in your name, and showing your name and residential address. Residential mortgage or similar loan contract, lease or rental contract showing your name, residential address and signatures from all parties needed to execute the agreement. Child support check stub issued by the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration showing your name and residential address. Check stub must be dated within 60 days of the application date. First-class mail from federal or state court or agency showing your name and residential address. Mail must be dated within 60 days of the application date. Indiana voter registration card. Change of address confirmation from the United States Postal Service showing your prior and current residential address, Form CNL-107. Survey of your Indiana property issued by a licensed surveyor and showing your name and residential address. Valid Indiana handgun permit showing your name, signature, residential address, and date of birth. Indiana residency affidavit. If you cannot provide two documents proving your Indiana residency, you may submit an Indiana residency affidavit if you meet one of the following qualifications. You are incapacitated. An Indiana residency affidavit must be signed at a BMV branch by another person who is your legal guardian or caregiver, is at least 18 years of age, and with whom you reside. The legal guardian or caregiver must submit his or her valid Indiana credential, one document proving identity, two documents proving Indiana residential address, and applicable power of attorney or guardianship documents. Homeless applicants without a residence address. An Indiana residency affidavit must be signed by a legal representative of the government entity or not-for-profit organization where you receive services and can receive mail. You must also provide a letter from the government entity or not-for-profit organization on its letterhead showing its name, address, and telephone number and showing the legal representative's name, signature, and signature date. The legal representative must state in the letter that the entity or organization provides services to you and will accept delivery of mail on your behalf. You are living with a relative or friend. An Indiana residency affidavit must be signed at a BMV branch by the relative or friend with whom you live. The relative or friend must be at least 18 years of age and submit his or her valid Indiana credential, one document proving his or her identity, and two documents displaying an Indiana residential address. You reside in a motor vehicle, including but not limited to a mobile home or motor home. An Indiana residency affidavit must be signed at a license branch by another Indiana resident who attests that you may use his or her address of residence for record purposes. The person signing the affidavit must submit two documents proving his or her Indiana residential address. You must provide proof of paying Indiana income taxes for the current year or immediately prior year, and have a current motor vehicle title and registration records with the BMV. Submitting acceptable documents. The BMV will only accept original documents or certified copies from the issuing agency.
The BMV may refuse any document that appears fraudulent, unreliable, altered, or expired. All documents must be in English or be presented with a verifiably accurate English translation. Your legal name and date of birth on documents presented to the BMV must match Social Security Administration records. Translation of documents that are in a language other than English and without English subheadings, submitted in support of an application or petition, must include complete translation into English. The translation must be typed on a separate page on the letterhead of a government entity, accredited educational institution, or translation agency. The translation must include a signed statement from the translator indicating that the translation is complete and accurate, must attest to his or her competence as a translator, and must state that the document has not been translated for a family member, friend, or business associate. Obtaining a non-compliant credential. United States citizens currently holding a valid, non-compliant Indiana credential, who are struggling to collect the required documents for a Real ID compliant credential, or who just want to wait to apply for a Real ID compliant credential, may apply for a non-compliant credential.